Dems calling for DNC chair to resign following release of 2024 election autopsy. By Lowell Coffee Law on May 22, 2026. Members of Congress are calling for the party's Democratic National Committee, DNC, Chair Ken Martin to resign following the release of the DNC's 2024 election autopsy on Thursday. The comments by critical Democratic House members, quoted by Axios, were blunt. "He should resign," Representative Seth Moulton, DMAS, cited to Axios his lack of leadership, saying it is utterly nuts it took us this long to release the autopsy. Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat Wisconsin, said in response to a caller on a radio who argued Martin should be replaced, said, "I agree, having what we have right now is not doing it." Representative Mark Vesey, Democrat Texas, told one news outlet that there doesn't seem to be a plan to turn things around and the clock is ticking, I believe it's time for him to move on. Further motivating the disfavor are the DNC's anemic fundraising numbers compared to its GOP counterpart, according to Axios. Others outside of Congress joined in on the pile-on. The Washington Post reported. Dan Pfeiffer, a political commentator and former top Obama adviser, said Martin is not the right person to lead the DNC at this time. Danielle Butterfield, the executive director of Priorities USA, a progressive super PAC, said Martin is preventing us from moving forward. "It's pretty damning that instead of actually talking about the substance of the report, we're just talking about whether or not Ken Martin should resign," Butterfield said. The DNC released the nearly 200-page report after months of pressure on Martin. The report was first given to the DNC last fall, but Martin decided not to release it to the public, saying he didn't want to create a distraction from Democratic wins in November. He published a letter Thursday explaining his reasons. "I am not proud of this product, it does not meet my standards, and it won't meet your standards. I don't endorse what's in this report, or what's left out of it. I could not in good faith put the DNC's stamp of approval on it," he wrote. He continued, "But transparency is paramount. So, today I am releasing the report as I received it, in its entirety, unedited and unabridged, with annotations for claims that couldn't be verified." Paul Rivera, a Democratic strategist, wrote the report. Martin had handpicked him for the job. The autopsy reportedly paints the picture of a political party that it says has vacillated between stagnation and retrogression since Barack Obama's 2008 victory, AFP reported. It also finds fault with the Biden White House and the Harris campaign for failing to do more to define their candidate beyond being not Trump. However, at the same time says Democrats failed to make a strong enough case against the former president in the 2024 campaign. Others, however, said the autopsy ignores the actual issues that caused voters to reject Kamala Harris and other Democrats in 2024. Mega Democrat donor John Morgan told Fox News in an interview Thursday night that the party's policies were sure losers. Morgan cited issues like diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, woke culture, open borders and men unfairly competing against women in sports, which the autopsy fails to even mention, despite its 192-page length. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.